Begin the Gemara Daven Sech the Sukkah Dav Hey. Begin them with Beis. Begin the Master. Begin with the Gemara. Tefas the Merubah like Tefasta. If you're grabbing a lot, then you haven't grabbed. Tefas explains the three different approaches to this concept, and Tefas explains how you have to explain our Gemara. Tefas says Yesh Mefashim. Those who explain Lafisha Midi Merubain LaSoiv, because since the larger measurement has no end, so you can't grab it because it's unlimited to say then what is the amount that we're referring to. So it says we count the Yevshal Emikin. Here, it's impossible to say that that's what the Gemara means. When we're talking about the panim, obviously it has to be that which could enter into the Mishkan, because we're saying, okay, what is it? The panim shel mala obviously means to say that it could enter into the Mishkan, which, because that's what we're talking about over here. We want to know what type of panim, what type of panay are we referring to. But obviously it can't mean unlimited amount. And so to say, when we're talking about Shavuos, we say that, oh, you could complete your karbanis all 7 days. How do you know that? Even though it's a 1 day yom. But the yom from Pesach. The Gemara says, Parach, maybe the nail of Mechagas Sukkos. I'm shunning. My answer is, yeah, but Sukkos is 8 days. Fast number plate of fast. You grab a lot, you're not going to grab. And therefore, we're going to compare it to the other one, the Shalosh Hagamot of Pesach. But it says, there's a limited amount. There's just 1 day more. Obviously, the reason why you're not to mean Tavis Meruba is not because unlimited. Oh, in Mokhab had Tavis Kain, it's obvious when they Tavis Kain, they'll say what's in the bottom of Yikra, Ki Yazib Zayv Dam Yom Rabim. It's going to flow her blood many days. Yamim means Shnaim too. Now, Yochay Yom Mahabi, you would think many days. And Kibi says, no. Kosh Mashmai Mut Mashmai Ruba, anything that could be understood a little or understood a lot. Fasim Meruba, like the Fasim, you're not going to say a large amount. Fasim Meruba, you're going to grab the little amount. He says something similar. He says, you have two measurements, like a marshal. One's a measurement that ends, another one that doesn't end. You're going to measure the one that ends. You're not going to measure one that doesn't end. He also says something similar. He says, because what's the pasuk coming to do? To open or to close? Not coming to close, coming to open. Meaning, say the days mean 10, or means 100, or 200, or 1,000, or 10,000. You don't know. When you say the two, which is the minimum amount, which is a plural, Pesach, you opening up. And this is what it means, Tavas Meruba. As Tavis explains. You're going to grab the little bit. I'm not going to take it away from you. Because the little is included in the lot of the bus. Let's come to grab the lot. But you told they're going to say, bring proof and take it. Meaning it's not like the pshat that Yesh Mefarshim, it's unlimited, because these cases are not unlimited. Rather, as Tavis says, that it must be because you just don't know. And therefore, take what you do know for sure. Now, if you didn't say about Lilma, he's saying similar, but he's coming to Lilma Minigo Eilam. Shataysin is a midikala. They grab that which has a set amount that ends. They leave alone those which has no set amount. So here, it's a mushal. We're going to say the calculation that's small, that has an end. So to Nechemi Bolim and Medecham of Christ, you just come to learn from the Pesukim. Shalei Bol Listim El Afarish. The Pesukim are not coming to be unspecific, they're rather coming to be specific. And Bahach Gabek Teshlumen, but here regarding that of a Shavuos, of that you could be Mashlim the Kabbalah, it's Tzrichin Kulin Tamash Rabbi Kiva. Everyone has to come on to Rabbi Kiva, that it's because maybe they're going to tell you, bring a Raya and take. And therefore, again, that's the interpretation of Tefasim Merubah Loi Tefasim. Ayin Tzis Yuma, Ayin Bezim Alav, Demaschal Navet. Tinek Tzis Mas, to begin with the Gemara, Bishlisha Baisei Nemdin. The Kruvim, the top of the Kruvim, were at a third of the height of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how do we know this? Because the Kaim of the Kruvim is Amos. The height of the Kruvim were 10 Amos. Vabai Shlosh Amos, and the Beis HaMikdash itself, the height was 30 Amos, so that's a third. Aye, but the Chassid says, Pazim Lachim Alav, Lavnei HaDvir, Esrim Amo, and the front of the Dvir was 20 Amos, Oirich, 20 Amos length, Esrim Amo, and it was 20 Amos, Rechav width, Esrim Amo Kamaz, and 20 Amos its height. I thought the height was 30 Amos. That's from the edge of the kruvim and above. Meaning, the Rashi explains his commentary and say Malachim that he says, oh, the discrepancy is because the aliyah is kadosh kachem the mukhav b'shal hechel. The upper story of the kadosh kachem is lower than the hechel. Meaning, the whole bias was 30 amos high, but the kadosh kachem there it was only 20 amos high because its roof is lower down than the hechel, and therefore that explains the discrepancy. That you're right, the kadosh kachem was actually lower down. So he says no. Rather, like the Gemara says, the Babasa, that it's because it's Tumah from the height of the Kruvim and above.